Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa. Captain Jimmy Decker's in the house here, man. Jimmy, great to have you.
Thank you.
In the studio and having fun, giving away a ton of prizes.
Dude, you're not kidding, man. Lots of great stuff. If you didn't catch the first hour of the show, boy, you wouldn't believe it. So much great stuff, so much great information and great prizes. At the end of the show today, we're giving away a half-day trip for two fishing aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. A great opportunity to go fishing with Captain Fred and the boys. A great trip. In addition to that, two lucky callers are each going to win two tickets to the CCA banquet in conjunction with the BD Outdoors Offshore Shootout. Yeah, a great tournament, a great time, and a really fun event. All of those Portuguese Hall events put on by CCA have always been a lot of fun. And BD
August
Outdoors,
12th, man. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah, they really know how to put on a great tournament and even better banquet. So you don't want to miss that. And like Pete said, you can attend the banquet even if you don't win one of the two tickets.
Beer, food.
Good time had
good
by
Good time
all.
With everybody.
You always have killer
really
raffles.
Good event.
It's going to be a good time. And in addition to that, one of those winners is going to win, thanks again to Jimmy, a brand new killer reel from Abu Garcia. This one's the Revo Toro Beast 60, an awesome reel. Like I said, anywhere from calico bass fishing to catching school-sized tuna, no problems. A great reel. So, yeah, tons of great prizes. If you want to get your shot at any of those great giveaways, or better yet, your chance to talk to Jimmy, 858 area code 457-1090. That one's all full right now, but we do have one single line open right this second. That's 877-792-1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna, and with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle, Takas Tackle, and the Longfin. And throw one more shout out for the Sato Crimp Kit. We had a Sato Crimp holding our fluorocarbon to our Spectra on that sortie, and again, you couldn't put any more pressure on it. And that Sato Crimp held like no other.
No problem. Yeah, yep. Sato's the way to go.
All right, let's start. Up the coast, we're going to talk to our good buddy, Captain John Beath of Whalers Cove. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Good news. We've got coho salmon getting into our fish box.
That's great news.
Oh, yeah, and I would say the most phenomenal thing that I could report, we had a guy who was on a three-day trip. He'll be leaving today. He's visiting his mother that works in Angoon. She's at the clinic pulling hooks out of people's hands over there. And he just had a phenomenal trip. During his stay, he released 640 pounds of halibut. He had a 109-pounder, a 108-pounder, and a 225-pounder, which was just remarkable for one guy.
Unbelievable.
Unreal. And I know, John, one of our listeners sent me an email. He was there a week before last or last week. And
Dan
so. Caught like a 72-inch halibut, which almost always is good for the 2-for-1. He got eclipsed by an 80-inch halibut, right?
Yeah. I think his was a 77.
77.
There were two 77s and an 80.
Unreal.
Yeah, this last week we've had several over 70 pounds or 70 inches, one over 80 inches. I've given out, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 200-pound hats and a whole bunch of 100-pound hats. I mean, just ridiculous about, you know, these big fish that are plying our waters. It's a lot of fun. But he just had a great time here, and he listened to your show and heard the reports and came up and said, you know, I'll be back. That was awesome. He also went up on a day of freshwater and said, next time I'm going to spend – 2 days up there and 2 days on the salt. It's just such an incredible place around here. And of course, it's sunny again. It's going to be sunny and 70 for the next few days.
Sweet.
Count me in on that, too.
Yeah.
John, sounds like a great time and some great fishing up in Whalers Cove. Appreciate a great report. If somebody wants to come join you, is there any shots of getting in at the latter part of this season?
Yeah, there might be a spot or two. Give Jay a call. He's our guest service manager. The phone number is 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or go to WhalersCoveLodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. And, of course, you can hit our YouTube channel and Facebook and see what we're all about.
Sounds good. Well, great report, as always, John. Absolutely love Whalers Cove. Can't wait to come back. Appreciate a great report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy, with our fishdope.com report. Mark, anything biting?
Pete, Rick, Cap, Jimmy Decker. Holy crap, there's so much biting right now.
I like it, Mark.
But, Ricky, I got to tell you, brother, congratulations to you and Neil and Blake. What an amazing catch and a fantastic story. Having
thanks,
fished
buddy.
Them swordfish quite a bit in years past, I could just picture that whole scenario as you described it so nicely.
It was
it's
a special
like,
day, buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. Thank you.
Just bitching, man. And it goes to highlight the old adage, success in angling comes from a combination of preparation and opportunity. You get them shots, guys, you got to be ready to take advantage, and then you get stories like that. But it's been a very interesting week offshore, not wide open fishing by any means in many areas, but lots of opportunity for trophies out to the west. Those sea bass have definitely been liking that cooler edge out there at San Nicolas Island. Man, there's been some big scores from the outer island on the sea bass. At Catalina, just a sprinkle of sea bass around there, but quite a bit of good grade yellowtail in many different areas. Backside middle, Farnsworth Bank proper, backside west, frontside middle, like that. It's all got some good fish on it. Some of that's mackerel fish for the bigger ones, and then some of that's holding really tight to structure, and some of it's wandering around off the island a little bit. Watch for bird schools. Keep your surface iron outfit handy. There's been some nice ones caught on the surface book. At San Clemente Island, still some good signal on good grade yellows and sea bass, mostly around the bait grounds there up west, backside. And it gets really interesting just outside the island a few miles. The area, the biggest, baddest bluefin tuna on the coast slid around the end, up the back a little bit. It's been putting on quite the show here the past few days. It's been some tremendous catches. Some of that's on flat fall jigs, some on skipping yummy flyers. More than a few on both live and dead flying fish, both skipped as well as slow trolled with a balloon. And closer to home, there's been some great big yellows on the kelp patties around, more Dorado on the kelps, even pushing up inside Catalina now, even out in front of the isthmus. There's been a little bit of Dorado seen on kelps, and then much more marlin stacking up. There's all kind of up and down the inside of the island there, Avalon Bank, East End proper, down the ridge toward the Sioux 77. They're all getting a little bit of marlin stacking up on it. So collectively, we got a lot of fish and a huge amount of opportunity. It's time to go, guys.
No kidding.
No
Fishdope.com. I've been looking at it every day. Danny, Jeff, the guys been doing such a great job. There's no other service like it. Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find Captain Mark Wish?
Oh, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, it's just getting better and better, man. There's a lot of good stories that came off the water this week.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of heartbreak stories, too, guys. I'm telling you what, you guys go fishing that big bluefin tuna. Do not be fiddling around with light tackle, man. There's some tackle busters. There's some of that stuff that they're pushing 300 pounds now, and need to be geared up.
I can't believe that I need to say it again, but I have to stress, I feel like we say it every week, please, please, please do not drop a flat fall that does not have a very heavy fluorocarbon leader on it.
And a heavy fluorocarbon leader is like 150.
Well, yeah, 130 minimum. Yeah, 130 minimum. I mean, just every single day at the landing, we'll hear the report calling, well, we've been pulling on three of them now for 2 hours, and You know, both guys had them on straight tied, 60-pound or 80-pound, got chewed off after 2 hours. Like, please, they're all giants. And they on a flat fall that big, it's not stealthy. You don't need to worry about it. Please put
Especially a heavy leader on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't fish too heavy. You can't fish too heavy leader. You will get a bite. Like, just rig that thing up, man. I'm with Mark. There's so many tackle busters right now. Don't be that guy.
That's good advice, man.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to Seaforth Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, very, very similar fishing to the last couple weeks here. The half days, catching those calico bass, some pretty good fishing on there, a little bit of other fish mixed in. Still seeing an occasional yellowtail. We did have a roughly 65-pound white sea bass on the morning trip a couple of days ago, caught by an 8-year-old little girl. She came out with the family.
Cool. Nice.
She did all the work by herself. There's a picture on our website there. She did a great job with that, and she's on top of the world. But we said she kind of peaked on her half-day fishing career there, and that's got to move on after the longer trips there. So
that's cool.
But good fishing on the half-days there. Those full-day trips, still a little scratchy there. They're catching bluefin, yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail, which is – I mean, all great fishing for a full day. Definitely some nice fish mixed in there, just not the amount we want, but still good fishing on there. Those overnight trips, very similar, picking away those bluefin, yellowfin, occasional dorado, skipjack, yellowtail in there. So about what we'd expect. They're just not biting quite the numbers we want, but, you know, like we said, that can change at any time. So definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. If you want to go on a half day, a chance of one of those big white sea bass, good calico bass fishing, those full day trips fishing, looking for bluefin, yellowfin, other fish there, or the overnights. Full schedule's up there. You can make your reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person. Get your gear ready. Get out there. And like you said, get some of that gear for those big fish, because you got a shot at some big bluefin out there, and you want to have the right gear for that.
No doubt about that, Marcos. Great job. Great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks Marcos. Okay, let's go to Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial, for the Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Jimmy, and congratulations on that awesome fish, Rick.
Thanks, buddy.
So today we're going to start the report down at Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion area, where the sailfish have moved in. Several being caught at the mouth of the bay. There's some smaller dorado around, lots of skipjacks and some bonita. All that fish being taken mostly on feathers and a few poppers. Up at San Bruno, there's some bigger dorado, and the snapper continue to bite pretty well there. Across at La Bocana, like Asuncion and Abriojos, the halibut moved into the shallow water there, and the bay fishing continues to be decent. Bahia Asuncion, a little further north, water really hasn't turned on at all. It's still cold and about 60 degrees. Pockets of 78-degree water in the same area this time last year for their tournament. Tournament was pretty slow with 13 vessels, only landing 3 yellowtail. There are some small halibut and some near shore other types of species there, cabrilla and that kind of, or corbina, that kind of thing. So shore fishing in the colder water has been okay. Over at Bay of LA, it's been extremely hot, almost prohibitively hot, where people didn't even want to fish. But the guys are getting out, wide open dorado, up to 20 pounds, some smaller fish, but lots in the 10 to 15 pound range. Good yellowtail fishing, white sea bass, and cabrilla still steady there as well. Over at San Quintin, Cass didn't mention it, but last week he and Juan from San Quintin Bay Sport Fishing won the Pesca Baja tournament with a 19.4-pound lingcod. Been a little bit slow for everything, but bottom fish there. Some calico around, bonita there, starting to show, hoping that's going to bring the yellowtail around. A couple halibut, not like it was a few weeks ago, but a couple still around. Up at Ensenada, pretty darn good fishing up there. Big calicos, bonita, nice-sized barracuda, pretty good numbers of white sea bass, some smaller, but up to 40 pounds. The reds and lings are still going strong, and a few sand bass around and a couple bigger yellowtail. So if you're thinking about heading to Baja, a short run to Ensenada wouldn't be a bad call, and if you can take the heat, it seems to really be going pretty strong there at Bay of L.A.
Sounds
good
like
call,
fun.
Rick.
Good job. And, of course, Rick has helped so many people in the fishing business secure their financial future with Sport Fishing Financial. Going fishing and talking finances, right, Rick?
Yeah, you got it. We're right here in the midst of all of it, you know, getting towards the end of the year, lots of time to do some planning. So give us a call at 949-481-1807 or find us on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
That's going to wrap up our catchboards. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Jimmy. We're going to do just that. Talk to Brock, calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Brock. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I've been trying to come up with a educated question, but, you know, my kids are here visiting. Would they have any luck catching something on the sand at the beach for a little evening fishing?
Without a doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
Get a little spinning rod set up, you know, 8-pound test or so, small, you know, depending on the surf size, you know, 3/8-ounce sliding sinker above a swivel with a little, you know, 18 inches below that, and a hook and a either a sand crab that you'll find right at your feet, or a little gulp sandworm, or a small white, you know, inch grub, motor oil grub, white grub, and just, you know, it gives them something to do, cast and retrieve, and, you know, the surf perch are actually biting, and you might get lucky and get a corbina or a yellowfin croaker.
Corbina has been really good.
Yeah, corbina fishing's been good.
Almost no doubt about it. If you went down with that exact rig that Jimmy talked about, you will catch fish. You know, you might not catch the giant sea monster, but surf perch, you'd have fun for a few hours. The kids would be stoked, playing in the water. It's nice afternoons right now. Like, no doubt you would be on fish with those guys doing that. And you don't have to cast that rig a mile either.
You're at your feet.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
They're in the surf.
Yeah.
From where the wave breaks to dry sand, they're in that stretch. And most of it's like, you know, ankle to knee deep water where you're going to catch
and
those
things. And this is a perfect week to do it. There's no surf.
There's not
this
much
next
surf. Yeah.
Good call.
Just walk the beach till you start getting some bites and then concentrate in that area.
Yeah. Easy to find a sand crab. Once you locate them, you'll see them, little lumps in the sand as the tide goes out there.
Yep.
And grab them, put them on the hook, and hold on.
Game on.
All right. Hope that helps.
Good luck.
Thanks
a lot for
calling.
Get me fired up. Just talking about it. I'm going to do that right now. This is a really good week for it.
Great.
All right. How about next up, we talk to John calling us from Orange this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Rick, congratulations on that fish. Unbelievable.
Thanks, buddy.
I've been on your on the website trying to find the picture, and I can't find it.
Go to our Facebook page. We'll get that up on our website too. But go on our Facebook page as well as our Instagram page. Let's Talk Hookup Radio.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. All right, my question, real quick, so others can get on, was I'm getting ready to go out, start fishing again this year with my small boat, and I realized I need a fish kill bag. Can you give me a good recommendation on top quality fish kill bag?
There's a lot of good bags out there right now. I mean, Reliable makes a nice bag, and they have a lot of different sizes.
Here.
Yeah, they're, you know, support your local business. You know, they have them from, I mean, small bags up to 300-pound tuna bags.
Yeah.
You know, and you can get them at just about any local tackle store. I always suggest buying tackle from your local tackle store as opposed to Amazon or someone like that, because if we don't support the local tackle stores, there won't be any around in a few years. So,
yep.
You know, get to your local shop. If they don't have them in stock, I'm sure they have a catalog that you can look at, and they'll order it for you, and you'll be ready to pick it up in a day or two.
Those guys are Reliable, too. They so stand behind their product. That's what we sell at Fisherman's Landing with virtually no issue, and on the extreme rare time that something happens, 90% of the time it's the angler's fault. Those guys are so stand behind their thing. Just, hey, man, send me the bag. I'll sew a new zipper onto it. I'll do this. I'll do that. They're
built like a tank.
They are. Amazing the abuse that those things
well,
and how long
here's
they
how
are.
I abuse
crazy.
Mine. I don't use a kill bag because I rarely kill anything, and I got enough storage space in the Everglades when I fill that front hatch full of ice, but I use mine to flush my motor out, so I'll fill the thing full of water.
Gosh.
I'll fill it full of water with a tie across the handles.
That's funny.
Drop the outboard in it, fire it up, and I'll flush my motor out if I need a flush job.
Yeah, Reliable fish bags. You can buy them at most major tackle stores. Good one there, John. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, speaking of our website, check out our website, a great story on Katmai Lodge that your fiance Dallas wrote with pictures on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. And then also be sure to check out the incredible video on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. All of our social media are available right on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, top right, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Those are our primaries there as far as social media. But check out that YouTube video. Word of caution. After you see the video, you're going to want to go.
Dude,
Katmai.
When Dallas wrote the story, I think like the first thing she said was, I'm not going to be able to appropriately describe this place in words, but I'm going to do my best. Yeah. And you can't. But the video scratches the surface on how cool that place really is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I really hope you all go check it out. It's
great job,
it was
Dallas.
Awesome.
She did an awesome job. And it's up there right now. Check it out on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show.
All right, Charlie in Granada, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Rick, congratulations on that fish. What a story.
Thanks, Charlie.
Guys, I would like to give a shout-out to Earl the Pearl McVicker and his family. They lost their son recently, and it's kind of a tragedy. So super great guy in the industry. A lot of people know him. So we love you, Earl.
Good work.
Anyway, I had a question for Mr. Decker.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
We talked about releasing the calico bass, the large fish. One of the things I'd like to know is, have you got a technique that you can release a bass and the freaking sea lions not get it?
You know what If I lose one, you know, I'm bummed. If you lose two, then you're screwing yourself. So this hasn't been happening too much locally for me, but it does happen over at the islands quite a bit. I'll start up my back tank, and I'll let my tank, you know, get going, and then every fish we catch goes in the tank. If there's a seal, if we lose one to a sea lion, and I'll throw the fish in the tank, and when we get ready to split, we'll motor away, we'll get away from the sea lion, I'll swing it back in, we'll slow down, I'll dump the tank out. I'll let all the bass go right there. Lots of times, if there is a seal around, if you let it go right at the boat as quickly as you can, it can swim away, but usually, unfortunately, the ones they get are like the 6-pounder that you hold up to get a picture of with your buddy, and it sits out of the water for a little bit, and you go to throw it back in, and you don't really see any seal around, and then all of a sudden, the seal pops up, shaking its head, ripping the bass to pieces.
God, so tragic.
It's a bummer. So
it pisses me off just thinking
know.
About it.
I've been tanking my fish lately, and then, you know, once I get away from the seal, I just, you know, shut the tank off and get in there with the net or my gloves and just zip, 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 throw them all out.
Yeah, cool. Good advice. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up? We talked to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura. What's up, Hills? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. You know, I want to ask Captain Decker about, you guys are talking about surf fishing. Of course, I love surf fishing. I'm, like, really obsessed with it. Ventura is really good for surf fishing. And for me, the perch are what a lot of my target fish are eating. And I was going to ask Jimmy, like, man, do you see the calico bass spitting a perch? And because I've only caught one perch on a crankbait off the beach, but I'm figuring he's probably going after, you know, small perch or something. What do you think?
Huh, I don't know. I've never caught a calico bass spitting up a perch. You know, I have caught perch on small, real small rip baits in the surf, though, like those, I think Berkeley used to make like a little teeny frenzy. It was like almost like a brown trout rip bait, you know,
cool.
And you could fish those in there. One thing, sounds a little barbaric, but when those surf perch are giving birth and they give live birth, man, you get those baby surf perch, you can pin those on a hook and you can flip them out there for halibut and croaker because they eat those little surf perch fry.
I believe that.
Yeah, they do. You know, one thing is along Ventura, there's the perch is kind of fished out right now, and I haven't been catching as much halibut and stuff. And I'm thinking that, like you're talking about bringing kids down fishing, I used to be able to bring any kid to Faria and get them a perch and get them all fired up, you know. And I can't do it anymore. I think the limit went up to 10 about 10 years ago. And there's people that
keep 10 every day.
Like, teeny ones, you know, and it's like, man,
yeah.
I want to catch a striper or a sea bass or halibut. And that's what those fish eat on the beach. So.
Right.
For sure. Yeah,
their main
chain.
Forage.
Yeah, for sure. Good point, though. And that further reiterates why that five fish limit on bass is so
right.
good. You know, right. just you don't need 10.
You might need to start looking at some different areas too. You know, get away from your normal track line and you know, do a little hiking and try to find some new water that hasn't been fished so hard.
Indeed. Hey, thanks, Ills. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Mision Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Mision Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mision Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Mision also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Mision Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisionLoreto.com for details. La Mision, the beauty and fun of Loreto is waiting for you.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearchersportFishing.com.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Captain Jimmy Decker, we're hanging out, having a good time.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to Jimmy and win that Abu reel that Jimmy generously donated and a chance to go to the CCA Banquet, San Diego Chapter Awards and Banquet, August 12th for free.
That's cool.
Two people, courtesy of CCA there. August 12th, going to be at the Portuguese Hall. It's a good time. And, of course, those half-day passes on the Daily Double from Point Loma Sport Fishing. Go fishing with Captain Fred. Hey, 1 week from today, it's on. It's our next San Diego County Ford Dealers broadcast. Going to be at North County Ford in Vista. And the one and only Ken Corwin from Ken Custom Reel is going to be the guest on the show next Saturday. Your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, either by random draw or the Shimano Casting Contest. Prize one, a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. That's about a $4,000-plus prize there. Now, grand prize number two, a trip for two to go to Rancho Leonero for four nights and fishing, along with a round-trip ticket for two, either San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines, the best airline in the business. Be sure to check out that Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website for more information on flying on Alaska Airlines. And don't know what's going on with that voice.
Yeah.
Trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, ton of prizes just for showing up. It's a week from today. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. 1 week from today, North County Ford in Vista. Easy to find right off the 78 freeway in Vista. We'll see you there.
What are we going to have to do to get Ken to bring Wes to come along with him?
That'd
too?
Be cool.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Right? You know, like, yeah. I think that'd be really cool. I mean, Wes is... I mean, Ken as well, but Wes also just like the master of reels. Like, that's my favorite story. I own a tackle store, and I still send my long-range reels to Wes. Like,
to
nobody
Wes.
Knows.
Nobody does it better than him.
Yeah,
man. He is
yeah.
on it.
And,
yeah.
And Ken and Wes just run the raddest shop in Osage. I dig it. I'm so stoked. I love having those guys.
So come on out and see them all. Yeah. North County Ford in Vista, win some prizes, and have a chance to qualify for those great trips next Saturday.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Jimmy. We're going to do just that. Brian in Wildomar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning to you.
Morning.
Yeah, I think the last time we talked is when I said my dream show would have Wes and Cal on the same show.
That'd
be awesome.
Yeah.
Ricky, congratulations, man. The karma gods are with you between a new fiance and that killer fish. Your life is good.
Been a good couple of weeks, buddy. I can promise you that.
Yeah, it has. Jimmy. A question for you, brother. I'm of modest means, and I'm trying to learn how to look ahead on the calendar and cherry pick a date. So I'm wondering for tips for, like, barometer, incoming high pressure, incoming low pressure, moon phase. I know the answer is just go fishing, but what are some things to look for?
That is the traditional answer to just go fishing. Yeah, I mean, try to time your trips around the moon. You know, a lot of guys do that, are really into that. It's... you know, full moon's not necessarily the best for calico bass fishing, you know, because they eat all night. But I know that it seems like the tuna seem to be going a lot better when the moon cycle comes around. I mean, my whole thing is when you can go, you just go. You know, there's never really a bad day. You know, September, October are my two favorite months to fish. So anytime during that time of the year, you usually can't go wrong weather-wise. That southeast morning sickness is usually gone, and that howling west sundowner wind usually doesn't develop too bad around that time of the year. But, you know, you just got to get out there when you can. And you know, that I don't really have much to say about the weather stuff. I don't like to go when it's, you know, howling wind or raining. But other than those two things, I'm out.
You know, yeah. Big tuna fishing right now, it seems like you need to have wind to get that kite flying. And even in regards to kite flying, those super, super slicked off days, they just don't seem
don't
to bite.
Bite
as good. They like texture and they like wind. And, you know, in a perfect day right now is, you know, 7 to 10 knots, you know, where it's still plenty comfortable. It's not rolling you around, but you got enough breeze to get the kite up and flying. And seems like, I mean, it could just be the phase that the fish are in, or it could be because of that real bright moon, but that fish no doubt is biting better in the dark right now than
yeah.
it is in the day, and that probably is somewhat moon-related. I mean, I'm just like Jimmy. I don't think you can set your watch to any of it, because as soon as you say this is how it is, they'll bite just as good on the opposite of that.
Right.
But, you know, there's no doubt that right now they're biting in the dark real good, and that moon's up real high and bright. So
no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into those phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Tony? He's calling us from San Marcos. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, my question is, since you have one of the experts with calico bass fishing, and I love doing that, as Ricky knows, a lot of 3-pounders are being landed right now, 3 and 4 pounds. Calico, real good quality fish out there. So I want to hear from Jimmy, what are some of the techniques to get the calico out of the kelp? Kelp is really thick right now. What are some of the things that he did? Is it J-hook, circling hooks? Do you lay them for a while? What tips can you offer on that?
Don't want to sound like a dork, but I don't fish live bait, so J-hook, circle hook is not going to apply much to me. When I do have kids on the boat and I'm anchored up back into the kelp, I always have them on circle hooks. It always gets them in the corner of the mouth usually, and it makes it a lot easier to come out. I fish mostly hard bait, artificial lures, and the lightest I'm fishing is 40-pound, 40-pound fluoro to 40-pound braid, and then it goes up to 60-pound fluoro to 65-pound braid. And the thing about live bait fishing in the kelp is your bait gets back there and you're already in the kelp, and then the bass eats your bait and turns and runs away deeper into the kelp. By the time you set up on the fish, it could be three or four stringers wrapped around, and you got to pull them through there. And you really have to pull hard to try to get that out. If you're fishing an artificial lure, you know, you're either right on top of it or just skirting the leading edge of it, and the lure's coming at you when the fish hits it. And your drag's already smashed down so tight that rarely does it get to turn its head and take any line back into the kelp. And you get your fish back out that way a lot quicker.
You said something real important. Drag smashed down. You've got to
fish smashed
tight,
down.
You've
yeah,
fish
really
tight,
tight.
Drag, right?
Yeah, we're not fishing 12 pound and an anchovy and a 9 foot, you know, real flimsy fiberglass rod and a Newell 220. I mean, we're 40 pound braid on a really good bait caster with the drag hammered down where you can't pull it off with your hand with a rod that has a forgiving enough tip that you're not going to snap your fish off with that braided line, and then just wail on them.
Straight braid.
I have fished straight braid. Now I fish about 6 to 8 feet. I fish a longer leader compared to most guys.
Do you?
You know, yeah, I fish the, I like that Sebile knot, that FG knot a lot. I can actually wind that all the way down through the arbor of the spool and on my spool. But I try not to, but I like a long leader. That knot going through the guides doesn't bother me on that real low profile knot. And then it gives me a lot of opportunity to keep chipping that thing back till it's 2.5 feet, 3 feet long, and then I'll change it up. I can tie a leader on, and if it doesn't get chafed up, I can leave it on for 3 weeks.
40 pound?
40 or 65.
40 or 65 or 40 or 60. Fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I was going to bring up. I think one of the biggest things I learned from guys like, you know, Jimmy and Benny and Corey and, you know, when I grew up, that's all you fished. You fished 12 pounds bass, you know. I mean,
yep.
you wouldn't even think about fishing 20.
20 and, was rope.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, all of these guys who catch way more and way bigger fish than I all fished 40 and 60 yeah. and 80,
even.
You know, and the bites don't slow down
nope.
at all. And Corey said something a long time ago, you know, you don't need 60 pound to catch an 8-pounder. But the difference is you could have 60 bites in between now and when you catch that fish. And if you were using 30-pound and it you know, got chafed and chewed and in a kelp and then this fish mouth, this one ate it a little deep and all those things, that, you know, that 30-pound has that 30-pound has worn down to 15. And
right.
now when you swing and you do have your 8-pounder, it goes away. And 60-pound, you're going to survive the day if you need to.
Yeah. You know, if a fish gets buried in there really deep, you know, there's probably a 90% chance it's come off if you're still hooked in the kelp. You know, go ahead and click your reel out of gear and give it some slack and see if you feel anything twitching. And if you do feel any kind of movement of it trying to get out, put it back in gear and pull as hard as you can. That's about all you can do.
They might untangle themselves out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call
Good question.
Yeah. No.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time, talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee. What's up, Mark? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question for you. My son was down in Coronado, and he seen a guy fly fishing from the beach. I never heard of ocean fly fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And I fly fished the freshwater, but I never heard of it.
Fly fishing's taken off. I mean, Von Podmore, Salty Fly Guide Service up in my area, he's probably the most booked guide I know in Southern California.
Really?
I mean, that guy probably runs over 300 days a year.
Wow.
And it's all fly fishing. I mean, he's, you know, this week he had, you know, I think 10 or 12 fish on the fly on the backside of cat at the Farnsworth. He's doing barracuda, bonita, bass. He almost always fishes cat. He you know, takes a tank of chum if he can get it. Chovy gets up, gets on the spot. He's got the big trolling motor on the bow. His boat's sponsored by Sims and all the super Gucci fly reel manufacturers, ties all of his own flies.
Cool.
Gets up on the spot, throws out the chum, the fish come to the boat, they lay it out there. I mean, when that really nice school of yellowfin was here 4 or 5 years ago, he was on that, Dorado. I mean, it's...
Let me tell you, though,
really taken off.
I used to fish the surf on a fly all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
It's a blast.
It's a blast, and you can outfish conventional a lot of times on a fly rod.
Juan does over there at the island on a picky bite, and those little flies, especially when the island was covered up with red crab.
Yeah.
He was destroying us.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Corbina loved the fly.
I'll bet.
Yeah, they eat it. For sure.
Beehead, ghost shrimp looking things.
Yeah. So give it a try. Go to your local fly shop, and I'm sure they have guides that'll take you in the surf. There's a lot of guides that'll do that kind of thing. So thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to David. He's calling us from Pomona this morning. What's up, David? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is for Jimmy. I'm sort of confused. You were talking about fishing hard bait in the kelp beds. I mean, you're talking about, like, repellas, big ones, big repellas, because I do a lot of bass fishing. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, they're similar to a repella. The probably the most popular, well, there's a few popular ones. My favorite is the Daiwa SP Minnow. It's relatively cheap. It's $9.99 at most of your tackle stores. The hardware's fine right out of the box. It swims great. It's not a real deep diving bait like a Rapala is. It runs about 18 inches to maybe 2 feet. You know, it's a faster retrieve, stop and wind. You don't have to do a lot of work with the rod tip. And then Lucky Craft makes a huge variety of hard bait, rip bait style calico bass baits too.
Yeah, and like Shimano makes the Colt Sniper jerk bait.
See, I never get to fix that one because I'm just so on that SP Minnow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just been a...
They should change the name of that to the Chris Minnick.
Dr. Chris Minnick loves
the
that
minnow.
Bait.
Yeah, the Minnick Minnow.
Just make sure when you get a hard bait, try... I mean, I'm not one to talk because one I'm fishing right now is red and gold, but you want to get that sardine pattern or that smelt pattern, you know, that greenish finish or that blue with the spots on it. Those are the two top producers.
Hard baits are fun because you can fish them all kinds of ways. Wind them, stop and go, make them move just on the reel handle. You can rip the rod. You can pause it.
You can
rip it real fast.
You can wind it as fast as you can. I mean, you can do it. Tracy's Big Fish fired it out there, got a little teeny bit of a backlash. I mean, the thing's just tombstoning. She's like picking out her backlash, clicks her reel in gear, hasn't even got the slack out. Thing came up and just destroyed
it. That's rad.
And the other thing those jerk baits are good for is fishing cabrilla down in.
Oh man, they eat
those things big time.
That's a fun lure.
It's a great lure and a great way to fish. But you got to have the right tackle.
You got to have the gear that can throw it and the rod that can handle it, you know. But most problem I see with that is that guys are either trying to fish it on a rod that's way too stiff or way too limp, you know. You got to get the one that's comfy. And once you find that rod, you can fish all of them with it.
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Sam in Irvine, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. How's it going, Sam?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, my question was about those jerk baits as well, but because I actually just started fishing jerk baits. I just bought some Lucky Crafts. But that SP, what length of lure are you using with that?
I think that SP Minnow is 6 inches. Lucky Craft makes a really good bait that's been really effective in the coast up in Orange County. It's the DD100. It's the Deep Diving 100. It's a smaller bait. It's like 4 inches. Looks like an anchovy with a little bill on it. It runs a little deeper, about 8 feet or so. And then... You know, I have hard baits all the way up to, you know, 11 inches in my box. You know, I throw the real big Sebile stick shad, which is a giant bait. You know, I fish that for calico bass a lot. You know, it's just, you know, once you get comfortable with one, then you can just start opening up Pandora's box and just start, you know, searching eBay and just looking for weird things and try it out. And, you know, never be afraid to throw something big. You know, I've always been on that attitude. I mean, when I used to fish spotted bay bass in the bay a lot and guys were throwing 3-inch big hammers, you know, I was throwing a 5-inch MC that Corey was making me on a 3/4 ounce lead head. And everyone was fishing 3/8 or 1/2 ounce and a 3-inch bait. I'm like, I'd rather catch, you know, three nice legal 2.5 pounders than 15, you know, 6 inchers, you know.
So it used to be all plastic stuff, right? Everybody fishing plastic.
Right.
Plastic, you still fish a lot of plastic.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of swim bait guys out there.
A lot. But the stick bait thing is kind of the nuevo addition, another
club in your bag. Club. Exactly,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely. Hope that helps you out, Sam. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Odie calling us from Norwalk. What's up, Odie? Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. On your bass fishing, you mentioned about the length of leader on your line.
Yes, sir.
When you tie your line, I know you don't want to use a swivel with the leader line. What type of knot was that you tied on your line that you're using?
The braided line to the fluorocarbon leader or monofilament. There are many good knots out there. Probably the easiest one that most of the guys are doing is that RP knot. John Collins, right? RP knot. It's easy to learn. It's very low profile, and the guys seem to be having a lot of luck with it. You can look that up online, and there's a lot of videos that'll actually show you how to tie it.
We have a video with John Collins.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Nice. There you go.
On our YouTube channel.
Yeah, I would probably learn that. The one I tie is called the FG knot or the Sabil knot. It's a little more complicated. It takes a little while to learn it, but it's, you know, I've tested it on the knot machine and got over 100% on it, and it's just been my go-to knot that I use.
Yeah, all right. And
find one that you like and stick with it. That's the most important thing.
I'm sold on that just because of easy use and rapid.
Yeah, that John Collins knot is very quick.
Yeah, and it's small.
Yeah, it is. It's very small.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different knots for sure. Check it out on our YouTube channel, and you'll learn it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's got to be one that works that you know how to tie, and I'm with Pete. That's why I like that John Collins knot, because I know that I'm not going to screw it up.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's winning all of those great prizes, giving away so much great stuff. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Penreels has really stepped up their long-range game. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come in and check out the new Penreels for long-range anglers. The PenFathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel has a topless design, full metal body and side plates, plus Dura drag washers. The redesigned Penn International lineup also has a topless design and is precision machined from high-strength, lightweight, aircraft-grade aluminum. These tough new reels are ideal for your next long-range trip. Come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at Fisherman's FishermansLanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner is going half-day fishing on the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. That's going to Brian in Wildomar. Next up, two tickets going to the CCA Banquet. That's Dan in Encinitas. And then the big winner, also two tickets to that CCA Banquet in conjunction with BD Outdoors, and a brand-new Abo Revo Toro Beast. That one's going to Mark in Santee. Guys, congratulations on that great stuff.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy, for that donation.
Yeah.
Thank you for your donation of your valuable time. I know you're a busy guy,
here.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk bass fishing.
Yeah.
Something we don't get to talk a lot about, but
that's
it's such a great thing.
Great, because I didn't have to talk about tuna fishing at all.
Indeed. Well, I know you run a charter boat, and you're very busy, but if somebody wants to charter with
still,
Captain Decker.
Still running some trips. It's Fishing with Decker. Yeah, you can get a hold of me. My website's down. You can get a hold of me on Facebook, or you can just call me direct at 949-280-4597.
All right, or Fishing with Decker.
Or Fishing with Decker, yeah.
Email
fishingwithdecker@yahoo.com. And I'll be doing, you know, bass fishing trips to Cat and Clemente. And then once the stuff really settles in and starts biting, you know, I'll start doing some trips to actually go try to catch the catchable size tuna that we all like.
With all that Simrad electronics.
Before it grew up, you know. I remember when it was like 40-pound stuff, and we used to have a great time on it. And then it grew up into this 300-pound monsters, and now it's just like, you know, it's a whole different world out there.
Yeah, different world for sure. All right, well, thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate that, and thank you all for being with us today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. He's going to have the archives up very, very shortly on our app, the Let's Talk Hookup app, which you must download. It's such a great app on your iPhone or your Droid device. Just search the Play Store, Google Play Store on the Android devices, or of course the iTunes Store, and you can download that app, Let's Talk Hookup. It's easy to do and it's free, so check it out. Get everything we do right there, including our social media as well as our archives. Thanks for listening today. Tomorrow morning, Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon is going to be here talking fishing here with Dale. It's going to be a great show. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.